And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 17th of August, 2025. August 17th is World Eggplant Day. Eggplant, also known as aubergine, is indigenous to a vast area stretching from northeast India and Burma to northern Thailand, Laos, Vietnam, and southwest China, and wild plants can still be found in these locations. The earliest written record of the eggplant was documented in Chinese ancient literature in 59 BC, which reads, "In the second month of the year, the spring equinox, separate and transplant seedlings of eggplant and scallion." These records, although rather brief, reveal that the eggplant was already being cultivated in gardens as a crop, not just collected wild from the surrounding habitat. Eggplants belong to the nightshade plant family, related to tomatoes and peppers. They are extremely diverse and can be oval-shaped or round, slim or pear-shaped. The peel can be a solid, deep color or also graded, striped, and light violet or white. They have a light, sponge-like flesh. This characteristic makes eggplants particularly popular among vegetarians and vegans as a meat alternative. Eggplants are a core component of everyday cuisines around the world. Their mild flavor makes them a very versatile and popular ingredient, used a lot in Mediterranean and Middle Eastern cuisine. The vegetable provides manganese, which maintains bone health, as well as potassium, vitamin K, vitamin C, vitamin B6, niacin, copper, and magnesium. Eggplants contain fairly high amounts of various types of phytonutrients, which help protect cells from damage and lower the risk of heart disease. The original publication of Animal Farm by George Orwell was on this day in 1945. A farm is taken over by its overworked, mistreated animals. With flaming idealism and stirring slogans, they set out to create a paradise of progress, justice, and equality. Thus, the stage is set for one of the most telling satiric fables ever penned, a razor-edged fairy tale for grown-ups that records the evolution from revolution against tyranny to a totalitarianism just as terrible. When Animal Farm was first published, Stalinist Russia was seen as its target. Today, it is devastatingly clear that wherever and whenever freedom is attacked, under whatever banner, the cutting clarity and savage comedy of George Orwell's masterpiece have a meaning and message still ferociously fresh. And here is an excerpt from The Animal Farm by George Orwell. When Major saw that they had all made themselves comfortable and were waiting attentively, he cleared his throat and began. "I do not think, comrades, that I shall be with you for many months longer, and before I die, I feel it my duty to pass on to you such wisdom I have acquired. I have had a long life. I have had much time for thought as I lay alone in my stall, and I think I may say that I understand the nature of life on this earth as well as any animal now living. It is about this that I wish to speak to you. Now, comrades, what is the nature of this life of ours? Let us face it. Our lives are miserable, laborious, and short. We are born, we are given just so much food as will keep the breath in our bodies, and those of us who are capable of it are forced to work to the last atom of our strength. And the very instant that our usefulness has come to an end, we are slaughtered with hideous cruelty. No animal in England knows the meaning of happiness or leisure after he is a year old. No animal in England is free. The life of an animal is misery and slavery. That is the plain truth. But is this simply part of the order of nature? Is it because this land of ours is so poor that it cannot afford a decent life to those who dwell upon it? No, comrades, 1,000 times no. The soil of England is fertile. The climate is good. Why then do we continue in this miserable condition? Because nearly the whole of the produce of our labor is stolen from us by human beings. There, comrades, is the answer to all our problems. It is summed up in a single word, man. Man is the only real enemy we have. Remove man from the scene, and the root cause of hunger and overwork is abolished forever. Man is the only creature that consumes without producing. Yet he is lord of all the animals. He sets them to work. He gives back to them the bare minimum that will prevent them from starving and the rest he keeps for himself. Our labor tills the soil, our dung fertilizes it, and yet there is not one of us that owns more than his bare skin. The Animal Farm by George Orwell. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that animals are here with us, not for us.